California's high-speed rail project is one step closer to becoming reality today. FM89's Ezra David Romero reports from near the Fresno Chaffee Zoo, where demolitions are already underway.
The jaws of a giant excavator tore through the old Annie's Hollywood Inn bar in West Fresno Monday morning.
That excavator right there is just going to hit probably the backside of that building because it's so small, it's not going to take long. Probably if we blink, it'll be down in 5 minutes.
That's Jill Croker with J. Croker Incorporated. The 66-year-old bar is the first of many buildings to be reduced to smithereens as part of construction along the first 29-mile segment of California high-speed rail. Diana Gomez is the Central Valley Regional Director for the Rail Authority.
Throughout the week, we'll be demolitioning up to 5 buildings this week, and we hope for that to continue. We've acquired over 40 parcels, so we're clearing the right-of-way so they can start construction.
3 homes, the Old Horn Photo Building and the former Del Monte Packing House, are slated to come down as well.
They're going to knock it all down so the building's all collapsed on itself in center pile. Then they'll be loaded up onto a truck. And then it'll be taken to a landfill where it'll be mostly recycled.
And then press repeat. Croker's company is contracted out for all the demolition along the Fresno-Madera corridor.
We've waited so long to do this and been in so many meetings and around so many tables. It's kind of excited to finally get our boots on the ground and get this thing off the ground and get going.
Croker hopes high-speed rail keeps her busy for the next 2 years. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra David Romero.